The movie Poseidon opens today. A cruise ship, a rogue wave, some trapped survivors. Sound familiar? Well, it should. It's a remake of a 1972 film that ushered in an era of big-budget disaster movies.
Now, 15 Academy Award winners lead you through fire, through smoke, through rising water. Foot by foot, deck by deck, they climb to the bottom of the capsized ship. 20th Century Fox presents Irwin Allen's production of The Poseidon Adventure.
Producer Irwin Allen died in 1991. Commentator John Ridley takes a look back at the man who lives on as Hollywood's master of disaster.
What you got to dig about Irwin Allen is the guy came into the business of show with some serious bona fides. He was a lit agent, a magazine editor, Oscar-winning documentarian. And all that right there, that would be enough for some people to carry around and hold up as a life's work. But Allen was most definitely just starting to get his groove on. Making entertainment his full-time profession, he produced a string of TV hits. He did Lost in Space and Land of the Giants. It was nothing new. But Allen married a couple of fresh concepts to the mix. Now, thing one was big effects. That sequence of the ship flipping, capped with that luckless Joe getting his number punched by falling in the boat's glass ceiling, classic. And thing two, Allen brought to the show, the all-star cast. Poseidon was top-lined by Gene Hackman, Ernest Borgnine, Roddy McDowall, Shelley Winters, Leslie Nielsen, Red Buttons. Bottom line, the movie was big. The Poseidon Adventure made crazy money, got nominated for a pack of Academy Awards. With that, the disaster movie cycle in Hollywood was born. Tinseltown hit up the public with bigger and better calamities with the regularity of a god showing his displeasure to his subjects. There was Earthquake, the Hindenburg, among others. But it was Allen who topped himself with the 1974 disastacular, The Towering Inferno. The world's tallest building burning beyond control, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman rescuing every other actor in Hollywood, big box office, Academy Awards, but success led to nadir. By the mid-1970s, Allen seemed to have run out of stuff to destroy or clever ways to package the destruction. The title of his films, Flood and Fire, pretty much told you all you needed to know. By the time Allen released his Man vs. Volcano film, when time ran out, the same could be said of the clock on the whole disaster movie genre. And sure, Hollywood still trots out the occasional disaster flick. The digital effects tend to be more lavish, but the all-star cast tend to be less all-starry. I mean, come on, did The Core or Dante's Peak ride the zeitgeist the way The Towering Inferno did? Irwin Allen's real trick was using a full-blown near-apocalypse as a psych class on human frailties. And same as Hollywood still makes westerns, but not John Ford westerns, and musicals, but not Busby Berkeley musicals, regrettably, the Irwin Allen disaster movies have become a lost language of film.
For God's sake, Reverend, what you're doing is suicide!
Gene Hackman and others in Irwin Allen's 1972 film The Poseidon Adventure. Commentator John Ridley is a writer and director. His new graphic novel series is The American Way.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold.